Happy Wednesday again, voice tubers. I am Gulumbu from Gulumbu Fa'in Cool. So my name is Columbus, and I'm a pronunciation teacher as well as an accent reduction coach. And I'm also a YouTuber, and I'll be doing these challenges on here with you every single Wednesday. So today's video talks about apologizing to teachers for doing them wrong when you were in their class. And I was a pretty good kid, actually, so I don't have a lot of stories to tell in this regard, but I do have one story to tell. So there was one time when all of the students in my English class had to read the same book. So all the students were given the same book, which we had to return at the end of the semester. And for whatever reason, I lost that book on the same day that it was given to me. So I just took another book out of the pile. And the teacher kind of panicked because he was missing a book and had no student to blame for it. So after all these years, I would like to apologize to Mrs. Marr for that incident. I was actually her favorite student, I think, and I wronged her very badly. So this video that we have today is pretty funny, so take some time to watch it. The presenter is Jimmy Kimmel, and I'm a fan of him, along with Conan O'Brien and James Corden too. I'm a fan of all of them. So here's the passage for today. I want to apologize to Miss Munson, my ESL teacher. She used to send me to go get cigarettes from the liquor store, and I would steal two or three cigarettes, you know? And that's the way I learned to smoke, you know? 好，那现在呢，我想用中文解释一下你需要注意的一些发音上的点哦。其实我想大家听这一段呢，其实是有特别的目的的。你可能会注意到呢，这段话呢，其实都是一个比较是一个墨西哥口音的人在说的。Alright, so 我想你听这一段，是因为我想你想一想关于口音、关于腔调的这个问题。So 我知道你们讲英文的时候呢，都会有一点点的腔调的，这很正常。然后我讲中文的时候也会有腔调的。但是我们在学英文的时候呢，一定会有一些老师会很注重发音或者正音这一部分的。就是你会觉得哦，其实腔调本来就没有错，为什么我们学英文的时候呢，我们要以一个美式发音为标准呢？而且为什么会有就是什么正音这个学问呢？这些问题呢，都是身为一个正音老师呢，每天都要去思考的一些问题其实。所以我今天这里想提供一下我自己的一些想法。那我的想法其实是，你的口音 O 不 OK 呢？纯粹是看这个对话里面那个听者习不习惯你的口音的。因为语言最重要就是沟通嘛，那口音是没有错，但是如果听者不习惯你的口音呢，他听的会很吃力，然后他听了几秒钟，可能他就开始放空了，就听不进去了，就是会开始影响到他的理解能力了。那你跟我呢，都是听了台湾口音的英文很多年了，所以我们是听得懂的。但是你进入英语世界的时候，跟一个外国人讲话的时候呢，你不可以期待每个人都是很熟悉台式的英文发音的。所以在这个情况下呢，我们只好把自己的口音变得比较美式，去帮助那个听者听得懂我们讲的东西。可能十年后，台湾口音在英语世界里面会很普遍，在那个时候呢，可能口音或者正音这个部分呢，就是完全就不需要了。但是我觉得现在还是需要的。然后我还想跟你们说一说的，就是我知道你们很多呢，其实会因为你们的口音，所以讲话的时候没有自信，或者因为口音所以讲英文的时候会紧张。但是其实我希望你们不会啦，因为其实从一个外国人的角度哦，台式发音呢真的不是一个难听得懂的口音，这是跟国语的那个 structure 是有关系的。国语本来是一个蛮平淡蛮有规律的一个语言的，所以你用台式国语那个模式去讲英文呢，其实那些英文不会听起来很奇怪的，真的，它只是会听起来比较平淡一点呢，比较像机器人而已。所以大家在进步你们的发音或者学会一个美式发音的过程中呢，也不要因为你们的台式发音而就是影响到你的口说的那个自信，我觉得没必要的。 OK， 但是如果你们还是想进步你们的发音的话呢， 我有好消息，就是我目前在策划一个完整的发音课程，给大家一些可能一直想学到但是一直没有学到的一些发音的技巧。所以在还有几天，就是12月10号开始呢，我会跟 VoiceTube 一起为这个课程进行一个募资的活动哦。这个课程会在这个网站 columbus.cool， 但是如果你现在去这个网站的上面是有一些免费的发音教材给你们下载的， OK？ Alright， 好，我们回去英文咯。 Alright， so the first word for today is ESL. And ESL stands for English as a Second Language. And ESL is usually used as an adjective. So I am an ESL teacher, and I'm teaching ESL students like you. And growing up, actually, I had a lot of experience with this word ESL. And that was because I lived in kind of like an Asian immigrant community when I was in Canada. The second word for today is cigarettes. And a cigarette is what people consume when they have a smoke. Now, if you look at this word, actually, it's quite interesting because there is a suffix on it, which is the E-T-T-E-S at the end of the word. So cigarette, right? It's the ret at the end of the word. And the purpose of this suffix is to denote like a smaller version of a bigger thing. Like, for example, let me give you another word with this ending, like kitchenette. A kitchenette is a small kitchen, so it's like a smaller version of a regular-sized kitchen. And in this word, cigarette, it's like a cigar, but it's a smaller version of a cigar. So that's quite interesting, I think. Now, the third word for today is liquor. And be careful here with the pronunciation. It's Q-U-O-R, but it's actually just liquor, all right? So liquor. And liquor means alcohol, but you know, it's actually usually used to denote hard liquor. Hard liquor meaning like a very strong alcoholic drink. Something like vodka or whiskey can be called liquor. And a place that sells liquor is called a liquor store. But I think that's all. I have a YouTube video coming out every Monday at 9:09, so remember to go check out my videos. And please do try to do this pronunciation challenge with me, because that would make me happy. All right, I am Gulambu, and I'll see you back here next Wednesday. Bye.